Let's go to New Zealand now and have a chat with Murray Baker about this horse, Turn Me Loose, a three-year-old colt. Good morning to you, Murray.
Good morning, Andrew.
Great to hear your words, because this time yesterday we had some phone issues and we couldn't quite, you couldn't quite hear us. But I want to turn you loose this morning about this three-year-old. He's destined to come to Sydney?
Yes, he's coming over in a couple of weeks, and hopefully he'll kick off in the Hobartville.
The Hobartville in mid to the third week of February, I think, is when that race is run. He had a trial, his first ever trial last week.
Yeah, he didn't get much of a run. That was at Cambridge, just over 900 metres, but we were happy enough with it.
Okay. Now, his last race, he won at Riccarton, the 2,000 guineas. That was back in November. You gave him a little bit of a break after that?
Yes, he had about 4 or 5 weeks off after that. So he's finished a bit, and he's a good, strong colt.
He's never raced in the Sydney direction. Is that any concern to you, mate?
No, he's never raced right-handed, but we have two tracks in Cambridge, so he's done a lot of work on the right-handed track at the back and had a couple of jump outs there, so I don't expect any problems.
Okay. How highly do you rate Turn Me Loose, Murray?
Oh, I think, well, going on New Zealand form, he's probably the best three-year-old up to a mile here on current form, but it always remains to be seen when you get across the ditch if they measure up.
But you, when you bring one, they normally, I mean, you've got a good feel on what you do need, Murray, without embarrassing you. You seem to know you get the right horse when you do come across.
Well, probably fortunate, Andrew, to have had some good horses. But, I mean, the stake money is just, you just cannot turn down having a shot at it if you think you've got a good horse.
Have you ever thought of coming over and setting up like your son?
No, I'm too long in the teeth, but I think most New Zealand trainers are green with envy at the stakes in Australia. They're just mind-boggling. I mean, we have good horses running around here for 7,000, and it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah. Is there, I mean, a few years ago now, I know the sitting government really supported racing. Do you get support from the current government over there?
No, not really. We have had in the past, but no, I don't think there's a lot of support. The Wellington Cup is the big race this week. It's now down to a Group 2. It's 200,000. It was won by a Cambridge trainer, I think, about 1988, and he told me it was 400,000 then.
Okay, so it has diminished, hasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, getting back to Turn Me Loose. Given the trial last week in the Hobartville, which is on February 21 at 1,400 metres, where do you feel he'll suit or get into what sort of races in Sydney? What are you aiming on, Murray?
Probably a mile. That's the way he's bred. We'll trial him when he comes over. I think they're at Warwick Farm and or Randwick, which are in consecutive days, and give him a trial over 1,200 probably and go from there. But it's... We think he could run 2,000 metres. He's out of a Danehill mare, his grandmother's, the great sire in England. It just slipped my mind. But yeah. He's so relaxed that, you know, he sort of gives you the feeling he'll get over a bit of ground.
All right. Well, sounds like maybe the Randwick Guineas is going to be a target race if he can show his true form.
Yeah, I've no doubt. I mean... Riccarton, where he won his Group 1's, a very big track, as you know, probably bigger than Randwick. So I think he's suited to that sort of track.
Okay. Is there a chance of others coming over with Turn Me Loose?
I hope so, Andrew. We're trying them out.
Yeah, okay.
We're trying them out. I mean, you just keep looking at those stakes for the championship. They're just enormous.
You're fascinated by our money, aren't you?
Well,
our dollar's down a bit, you know. We're only paying about... Our dollar's down a bit. We're only about 88 cents a dollar or something.
Yeah, well, we were saying at the track, we hope some of those Australian trainers keep away and give us a chance to nick a good K1 horse.
Yeah, the Karaka Sales. How does that look, Murray? Have you had a look at them?
Yeah, they look good. They're terrific. They always are. We do breed the horse, you know, and as long as you give them a bit of time, they all seem to do pretty well in Australia.
Now, the acid question, I can hear a few jockey managers listening this morning, mate, with Turn Me Loose. Have you done anything with the jockey? Opie Bossom's ridden, Jonathan Riddell's ridden, and you have obviously used James McDonald a bit in Sydney as well.
Yeah, no, I haven't done anything about a jockey yet. As you know, Opie's the best jockey we've got here, but I don't know how good a traveller he is.
Well, let's hope so. We'll see who you end up with, but he's a talented horse, and Hobartville, February 21, likely at this stage for Turn Me Loose first up. Good on you, Murray. Thanks for your patience yesterday. I know you sat there while we had some phone gremlins, but we've got through this morning.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Murray. Murray Baker, the trainer of Turn Me Loose. Well, let's go to the Godolphin Stable. As we know, they've been very strong in the two-year-old races this season so far. John O'Shea's going to hopefully join us tomorrow from Melbourne because they're galloping a couple of their two-year-olds in preparation for Australia Day at Sandown tomorrow morning. Joining us this morning is Jason Walsh from Godolphin. Morning, Jace.
Morning to you, Andrew.
Jace, I just thought away from John, we'd just go through a few of these two-year-olds. And obviously, you've got a few in Melbourne and a few here that are building up for, well, staying where they are.
Yeah, we've got half a dozen penciled in to target the Blue Diamond and probably a handful more, you know, to set on a slip of path. That's not to say that we may not change our minds in the next month, but, you know, you've got to start locking in plans at this stage and hopefully your horses are good enough.
Well, let's go through them from alphabetical order in some way, if I can. Furnaces is a horse that we saw back win at Rose Hill in really devastating fashion. What's been the story with this colt since then?
Andrew, he's really developed physically. We couldn't have been more pleased with how he's spelled. He's put on 40-odd kilos and he looks, you know, in great order. So he's due to have his first of a couple of jump outs on Friday morning out at Osborne Park. We've got him penciled into trial the 3rd of February at Rose Hill and looking to probably kick off in a Lonro plate.
Okay, so, and just the way you talk to him, he's come back a bit of a different horse.
Yeah, he has. He, you know, he's quite a speedy two-year-old family and he's obviously Blake's seen excel. And to win as impressively as he did, you know, he's probably one of our leading lights of our contenders. So to see him develop as much as he did physically, you know, it's obviously very encouraging.
iGrain is one that's reasonably high up in markets, this filly by Denman. It ran in the Gym Crack again back in early October. So, again, she had a good spell?
She had a good spell, yeah. And physically, she's quite different. She, even leading into the Gym Crack, she's quite lean and leggy and reasonably narrow. So she always gave the impression that she'd be a better, even three-year-old filly. She did grow an awful lot. John's very pleased with how she's done, and her work certainly hasn't done anything but improve from that last preparation. So, look, we'll give her a chance in a few of the earlier lead-ups because, as I say, we tipped her out after the win, so she's in, you know, with a little bit of an advantage on a few of the others in terms of just what stage she's at in her preparation. So, look, we're hopeful that we'll kick her off in a race like the Widden, or we may even elect to give her a nice provincial race at Kembla Grange on the same day, but we're very pleased with her too.
Yeah, I guess she would have been one of the first out, wouldn't she?
She was, yeah. That's obviously breeders and Gym Crack days, the first opportunity to race a two-year-old in Sydney, so we're very, very pleased with her.
What about Otto Man, another one of the fillies brigade that we've seen look, only won by a small margin, but it was the way that Otto Man finished it coming over the top of them there at Rose Hill.
Yeah, very pleasing, and again, to get them to take what they're showing us at home to the race course, and it can be very difficult for two-year-olds to overcome that sort of adversity at their race course debut. So she's got obvious talent. Obviously, we didn't get on with her till the back end of last year, so she only had a brief freshen up at Osborne Park, but she's done very well. Again, she's just a couple of weeks behind for that reason, a few of the others, but she's done very well, and we look to trial her on the 9th of February at Warwick Farm.
Okay, and she'll have that residual fitness that would have built into that December 20 race.
She does, yeah, and she's always been right up with our contenders, so we've always had in mind that we'd like to get her on the right leg for a slipper, and hopefully we've done that.
It's amazing when you've got this good group coming through and you put in the hard work. It starts, when you breed them and then you get them to break in stage and things like that, just how they do change. And they raced at all different times. We've spoken about a couple in early October, and Otterman raced on December 20. So they're all different, aren't they?
Yeah, they are all different. I have the luxury of watching them from the minute they're born as foals right through. And, a filly like Otterman, she was certainly very precocious and ready to go with the most bored of the fillies that we had. But for one reason or another, the temperature in the middle of the year just puts them back that little bit. And you just have to change tack with them a bit. But, John's sorted them out in his head and where he thinks they fit into the picture. And really, it's all about giving these two-year-olds their opportunity to show their talent. And, it's a really pleasing position to be in, to have what looks like a strong hand leading into this year.
Yeah, for sure. Sam P is another one that raced and won back in late November. It finished off pretty nicely that day, given where it was in a smallish field, to win by a length. That colt is also maybe Sydney-bound?
Yeah, he is. He's up working here at the moment. Very good order, and again, due to have a first of a couple of jump outs at Osborne Park on Friday, so he'll more than likely follow the same path as Furnaces into a trial at Rose Hill in a couple of weeks' time, and then probably kick off in the Lonroe Plate. He'd be a horse that, if they're ticking all the boxes at that stage, we may send one of them to the Todman, and the day after is the Black Opal, which has been a race that Sheikh Mohammed's had good success in leading into a slipper. So he's very well too, and again, he'd be in our top three or four colts headed towards a slipper.
We'll talk to John tomorrow about those Blue Diamond two-year-olds. Just a three-year-old, before I let you go, mate. Lassitude is... look, at the way it won at Canterbury at its last start was so strong. I know it was a small field, but it was the dominance that he did it.
Yeah, and he's a horse that's bred to stay, and he's always given us that impression. So when we got him out over a bit of a trip there last time, he started to show us the sort of ability that he'd been showing John at home. So we'd love to give him his opportunity towards an Australian Derby, and we'll look to do that. Where we kick him off, we'll just determine. But it may even be in a Hobart Villa race at that sort of level. Yeah. But he's a horse that, when he gets out to 2,000 metres and beyond, that's where he'll come into his own.
And, mate, just finally, you got a couple in at Warwick Farm today. Can you win a race, the Godolphin Blue?
Yeah, we think they're both good chances. Copper had the benefit of an aggressive and very good ride from Hugh Bowman last time, and you can see no reason why she can't be hard to beat again. And Ballina Clash, again, he ran very well, just colted late on the line. Both horses should relish a bit of sting out of the track if we do get a bit more rain during the day. So, we think they'd be very good competitive chances again.
Righto. Copper in race 5 and Ballina Clash in race 7. Thanks for your time. There's so much interest in these two-year-olds, Jason. For our listeners, it's great information. As I say, we'll try and catch up with John tomorrow once he gets through a couple of Blue Diamond potential gallopers at Sandown tomorrow morning.
No problem, Andrew, anytime.
Thanks a lot. Jason Walsh joining us there from Godolphin. Here's another Jason from Melbourne, Jason Warren from his base at Mornington. How are you, Jase?
Yeah, good, Andrew. How are you, mate?
I know you got jump outs this morning, and my apologies, I forgot to text you to warn you of this chat.
You're right.
Mate, I wanted to talk about a couple, and when I spoke to you earlier, one horse that I'd been trying to track down who's training it, and you've told me. I talk of Zululand. You've taken it over for the new owners, the China Horse Club.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. So I'm preparing Zulu up for a race in Singapore.
Yep.
So he goes into quarantine Friday and flies over there in about 3 weeks.
The key here to this, and it's a great opportunity with you for the China Horse Club, is that at Denniston Park, where you're based at Mornington, you can do quarantine and do everything there on your own property.
Yeah, that's right. So as I prepped up Bell Sprinter to take him over there a couple of years ago for the Chris Flyer, I got the track there on the property and the ability to quarantine them there. So it works out well that we can keep training the horse for a race, and it works well.
And how long has Zulu Land been with you?
He's been with us probably 6 weeks now. Yeah. And Yeah, he came to us in very good order from David's, and he was sort of had a couple of weeks in the paddock following his Sandown Classic run, not Classic, Sandown Guineas run there. Yeah. So, you know, he's prepping up for a race in Singapore nicely. Had a jump out this morning and looked good there.
He's been much maligned. He's always shown a bit, but he's never quite sort of taken that big step, has he?
Yeah, look, he's a bully colt, and you know, he's a little bit pig-headed with it, and probably needs to be gelded. But whether or not that happens is, you know, he's a well-bred horse, and whether or not he realises his full potential while he's a colt, we'll just see what happens.
What happens there? All right. So you'll train it in Singapore for that one race, and then it will join and stay up there, Michael Friedman.
Yeah, Michael will take over the reins once he's had that run for us in Singapore and race on there for the China Horse Club, which will be exciting for them.
Well, it is, but it's exciting for you because they're becoming so big. If you can do a good job here, Jason, you never know what rolls into your stable.
Yeah, well, that's right. We'll just keep doing our best, and if the opportunities come along, we'll take hold of them with both hands, as you full well know.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so Zululand, no longer with David Hayes and Tom Dabernick. It's been purchased by the China Horse Club, race in Singapore, and races there in about a month's time. Jace, just a couple of obvious ones that I've got to update for our listeners. There's a horse that you've got called Baron Archer, who has been very dominant in its 3-for-3, a four-year-old that obviously has taken a bit of time.
Yeah, look, he's a giant of a horse, Andrew, and when you see him, you'd soon realise why he's taken a bit of time. But, you know, he surprised us in winning very impressively at his first start on a tight track at Cranbourne, and we went there to get the Super Vovus money, and he did that, and he's done that at all three starts. He's sort of continued to improve, and you know, he's the sort of horse that could progress and we could bring to Sydney for hopefully a couple of the better races in the autumn.
Okay. Three wins have been on soft. Are you confident that he can do it on firm ground? As I hesitate to say better, but can he handle all sort of surfaces?
Wouldn't be surprised that he's better on top of the ground, being by Written Tycoon. Most of them don't really like the wet, so... Yeah. Yeah, I'd expect him to be even better on top of the ground. So, I've got a lot of time for the horse, and he's quite exciting.
All right, that's Baron Archer. And how's Bell Sprinter?
Yeah, he came back from Perth about 20 kilos too light, and put all that weight back on now, and looks really good. And he'll be getting trained for a first-up run in the Oakley Plate, and... from there, we'll just have to be guided by how he goes, because if he doesn't run really well in that, we'll drop back to, you know, group twos and threes. And he's a horse very good on his day, but he's very frustrating, as you can imagine.
Yeah, for sure. No, let's hope he can give you one real good performance in the Oakley Plate there in a few weeks' time at Caulfield. Interesting stories there with Zululand this morning. Jace, thanks for your time. Good luck. Where's your next winner?
Hopefully today at Geelong. So we've got a last start winner called Baron Manfred going across there and to Geelong, and he'll be a good chance.
All right, that's race 4, number 5 today at Geelong. Thanks, Jace.
Good on you, Andrew. Have a good day.
We will. Jason Warren joining us there from Mornington. David Hayes is now online from Lindsay Park at Euroa, I presume. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, I am.
You're up at the farm there at Euroa, a couple of hours out of Melbourne. Mate, I just spoke to Jason Warren. He tells us that Zululand's left your property for the China Horse Club.
Yes, I didn't know where he went.
Yeah.
He left us shortly after the Sandown Guineas.
Yep.
And I think it's to go for a race in
Singapore.
I gather, but I don't really know.
So. Yeah, no, we've learnt that. It's having one run for Jason. That'll be in Singapore and then staying there with Michael Friedman. Mate, yep. Horses being prepared for the autumn. You've got a really good list at the moment. And a number of these, you tell us, Dave, that you've recently bought from overseas, Epsom Hill, Velox, Pacific Heights. These are new horses into the stable. How are they all going?
Yeah, look, I've arrived shortly after Christmas, and I've basically had them marking time on the water walker. I'm going out in the paddock during the day, and they're just coming into full training in the next week. But I'm really happy how they've settled in. You know, we don't have any buyer remorse, and and we're gradually going to start recommending them to our clients.
Yep, no, that's good. As you say, mate, and their ratings aren't real high. You've got a lot of upside to them to obviously purchase them.
Yes, look, we just felt that we've got a good group of friends in England with good insights into the stables, and they identified these horses, and they thought they all had upside. Yeah. Sometimes it's a bit of a trap when you buy proven group horses in England because they come here so highly rated, there's nowhere to go except the good races.
Yep.
I think all these horses can go through their classes a little bit but have the scope to end up running in the good races.
I can hear Duff in the background here, mate, saying, hang on, I'll be getting a call to be in an ownership of one of these.
Well, he's the sort of client with the wealth that I'm chasing.
Yes, exactly. Good morning to you, Ron. Tas B and possibly Shaft for Sheikh Hamdan could be going to Dubai?
Yes. Tas B's confirmed he's going after his brilliant win on the weekend, going 59, travelling so wide and winning so well. Shaft, there'll be a decision made on Saturday night after the races. There's a filly running on the 30th called Tortine, who's very, very good. I might encourage them to have a crack at the Group 1 races before going next year.
Okay. Oh, right. So, because, mate, talking of upside, she's got a Tortine.
I think she's a sort of young Gregors, that class of filly.
Yep, yep. Girl Guide and those sort of other sort of mares that you got going in the spring of last year, how are they returning?
Yeah, they're all trialling at Flemington on Friday, and if Trackwork's any suggestion here, they're in to trial very well, be it not hard. I know how good they are, don't have to test them.
Yep.
Just about getting them fit, but they're all really marked out. Saints, Girl Guide, a Fleet Esprit, and maybe Tortine will run a bit before them.
Yep, okay. And, mate, just before, I don't want to hold you up too long, but how's Spillway?
I'm thrilled with him. He actually beat Criterion in the McKinnon.
Yep.
And I think now we know that he's probably a 2,000 metre horse, not a mile and a half. We can train him for the Orr into maybe the St George, into the Australian Cup. And I wouldn't swap him for many horses going into those races.
Yeah, we know how good he is. And Criterion ran a beauty for you in Hong Kong and obviously is out of quarantine. Is he back at the farm?
Back at the farm, and you wouldn't know he's been overseas and back. He looks terrific. He's a very tough horse with a great bit of classy coat. And I'll be building him up over the next 6 weeks, heading towards maybe the Canterbury Stakes, into the George Ryder, and then into the Championships.
Okay, well, you've got some nice plans there. Can you train a winner today at Geelong? Here comes the boom.
I would say here comes the boom. He jarred a little bit, but I think he'll get a good run today and will love the distance.
Okay, like the 1300, that's race one, number four. Dave, thanks for some time. Our listeners love this information, and we'll keep an eye out for many of those. Taspi, Shaft on the weekend, and Tortine possibly on the 30th.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Dave. David Hayes joining us there from Euroa in Victoria. 22 to 10 it is, Racing HQ.